What makes us turn that corner where we have a strong yearning to change our world to the point where our fire has gone out and we've settled for comfort? You see, it is sad, and there is no tragedy like the tragedy of the unopened gift. Now, our scripture for today, Matthew 25, 14 through 30, we learn about the realities of our gifts. Jesus talks about vast sums of money. Vast sums of money. The master gives his first servant 5 talents, the second servant 2 talents, and the third servant 1 talent. Now, a talent was an expression for a sum of money worth somewhere around 15 years of wages. All right, let's just let that sink in a minute. 1 talent is worth somewhere around 15 years of wages in that day and age. And 1 servant was given 5 talents. 1 servant, 2 talents. And 1 servant, 1 talent. At that time, when people lived from day to day, to accumulate even 1 year's worth of wages, it was just an enormous wealth, as it would be today. Most of us are lucky to go out 2 and 3 months. If we'd lose our jobs, most of us would probably go under in the first month, right? I mean, it is amazing that we can save 2 to 3 to 4 months, let alone 15 years, 5 years worth of, or 5 talents. You know, 15 years worth of wages is 1 talent. That is just an amazing thing. These are huge sums of money for these individuals. It's a chance of a lifetime, and they shouldn't be taken lightly. It is a defining moment in their life. Up till now, these servants have simply been carrying out someone else's orders. Their lives have been routine. Their lives have been predictable. Their lives have been safe. They have had little authority. They have had few resources and limited responsibility. Then with a single act, the master changes their destinies forever. Changes their destinies forever. We realize through this parable that Jesus is the Lord of the gift. Jesus is the Lord of the gift. Through this parable, we have 3 different people, and we see a couple of different responses, don't we? Yes, no, maybe? Are you still thinking about the talent that's 15 years away? What could I do with 15 years of wages? Yeah. Well, they respond differently. Matthew tells us that the servants that received the 5 talents and the 2 talents, now listen, Matthew says they went off at once and traded on them. At once. They went off at once. I want you to hear those words. Immediately. They went off immediately and traded with them. They responded at once because they thought of losing the chance of a lifetime would be intolerable. Intolerable. At once tells us that they understand their reality. They understand their reality. They understand that as long as they live, they will never, ever have another chance like this. Have you been there? Have you ever been to that situation where something is handed down to you, you realize what your gift is, whatever your situation is, and you're thinking, I mean, it's hit you in the face like a semi, right? Oh! I can't waste this moment. I have got to do something with this. Now I want you to write this next sentence down because I didn't put it on that sermon notes outline. Jesus said that this is how it is with anyone who grasps what God offers. This is how it is with anyone who grasps what God offers. The Lord of the gift, folks, has entrusted us, has entrusted His property to you and to me. The Lord of the gift has entrusted His property to you and to me. To you and to me. You hear what I'm saying? Everyone receives a gift. It's not a story where some are gifted and some are not. Every person receives a gift. Every person. We are all called by God. We are all equipped and expected to contribute. I may like my gift, or I may not like my gift. I may torture myself for what belongs to someone else. Now tell me that you all haven't done that.